My name is Andrew. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Andrew.
And I am a little nervous. However, I was told early on to say yes when asked. And thank you, Larry, for asking me. My sobriety date is February 27, 2006. I'm fairly new to this. The way my drinking was it was fun, then fun with problems, and then just problems. I was an only child. I am an only child. I was very entitled, and I thought that that was something. I don't like to work hard for things. I think things should just come to me because I'm a good person. I have a good heart. However, when I start to drink, all that goes out the window. I tried it a lot. I like to do a lot of research. On February 26, 2006, after a series of events, I experienced a lot of incomprehensible demoralization. A lot of stuff that I used to tell myself that I used to do these, litmus tests where I'd be like, if I go to a bar like Pal Joey's down the street by myself at 12, I might be an alcoholic. I used to do all these little tests on myself, and I did that thing they said in the book. You know, I tried to drink, have a couple drinks, stop. I did all kinds. I run. I like to run. I use that. But none of that helped me. And the irony is full circle. I didn't know this place existed. And I used to live in a house right behind Pal Joey's down the street. And I used to jump that wall and go and drink by myself about 12 years ago. And it is just weird to be back. And what I love about AA, though, is we have a chance to create a new story. When I got sober, I went to treatment, which was really helpful because I had a schedule that I had to follow. I had to get up, brush my teeth, take a shower, eat breakfast. All that kind of stuff was hard for me in the beginning. I liked to get up when I wanted to get up. I liked to do things when I want to do it, when it's convenient for myself. And that didn't work for me. After treatment, I went to meetings. I did what they said, and I went to meetings. I asked some guy reluctantly to sponsor me, and he's like, "Yeah, we come to these meetings." They went to that early meeting in PB at 6 o'clock. I didn't know what they were doing up so early. However, after the meeting, they did that, and then they went surfing, and I found that to be interesting. And I was like, "Wow, you can have fun in sobriety," because I thought, doesn't matter what I thought. Or felt. Doesn't matter. That's not important. Because I found out also that feelings are not fact. And for me, because I suffer from low self-esteem with this entitlement, and I go back and forth, and what really drives me is fear. You know, I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid of what you think. You know, am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? And so that's what drives me. So early on in my recovery, I had to do things that were out of my comfort zone. And I remember going to this meeting because I had, through a series of events, I had a suspended license. And so... I had to go to meetings that were in close proximity to me. So I went to this meeting, and I remember I didn't identify with many people there because I was like that in the beginning. And then what I started to do is look for the similarities. And I met a group of guys, and they asked me for 9 months, "Do you want to go to breakfast every Saturday?" "No, no, I'm good." And I'd go back to my apartment in La Mesa and watch, you know, Discovery Channel and sometimes SpongeBob. So... I don't know. That's what I did. And then so what happened on the – I remember after 9 months of people asking me to go out, I finally said yes. And when I said yes, that was like my entry into fellowship, which I didn't understand because I didn't do it. And so I started going to breakfast with these men, and they started telling me, you know, we would talk and stuff. And then I asked someone to be my sponsor. And what I've learned in AA is that you only have to be willing – I don't have to have a plan. I don't have to have it all figured out. And something that I heard that was really helpful for me is I don't have to be really smart either. I just have to do what they tell me to do. And whether that's speak in front of a bunch of people I don't know and get really nervous, or help someone out or give someone a ride or go to meetings outside of my area or comfort zone. And so I think that's what's really been instrumental in keeping me active in my program. Another thing I have tried, and I won't suggest it, is I also tried to like go to just meetings inconsistently. And so when I do that, that doesn't really work really well, because I was told early on is that this is something like you have to feed this, you know, this is a participation sport. I'm not a good team sport player. I'm not, obviously, look at this. I'm not. I'm not good at baseball, football, whatever. But that's just me. You know, that's not you. It's just me. So my sponsor early on told me that I had to participate in this. I had to get out of the bleachers and stop being an observer and be a participant. And that hurt my feelings. And but I did that. I started doing those things. And it was funny that instead of like having self-pity parties, and, you know, I used to do that shit a lot. And instead, I started feeling part of, you know, I started to be a member, you know, and I started to, you know, people started to remember my name, even if they didn't want to. And that's just how it worked. And so, you know, I think, you know, since that day, I've tried my best to continue to do those things early on. You know, I have a sponsor. I work with new people. I go to meetings. I try to my best to say yes. And it's all of no power of my own, because I'm not built like that. Like I said before, I'm pretty entitled. I'm selfish. It's all of you. It's circumstantial why I get into trouble. It's not me. And, you know, it's bad weekend, you know, the car didn't run right, you know, whatever. It was hot, it was cold, it was rainy. So, you know, that's kind of how I operate. Another thing that's been really helpful, and I don't know, this was suggested, is that I find a group of people I identify with and I can have fun with. And that's been really helpful. Like, don't hang out with people who ride bikes if you like to play with your skateboard. Or don't hang out with someone who plays Legos if you want to watch SpongeBob. You know, they're just different. So you got to, like, really kind of pick the group of people in AA that you like to hang out with. You know, so I found a group of people who like are active and they run, and that was cool. I ran and hung out at the beach, and that was really cool. And I think my higher power at certain stages in my life have put certain people in my life that helped me along the path, and I'm really grateful for that. You know, and it's like I don't do anything here. I just kind of show up and do my best, and all of you have helped me to get to this place. You know, the people I've worked with as well, I mean, they don't understand. I mean, they've kept me sober more than I think I do anything for the people I work with. And over time, as I continue to practice these principles and do what I was told early on in sobriety, I think I have a chance of not drinking today. So thank you.